Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There are now 9 states and the District of Columbia that have legalized recreational marijuana, but 3 of those 9 states and D.C. have no recreational pot shops. In Massachusetts, a voter referendum called for sales to start in January. That was pushed to this month. Still, no stores yet. Joining us now is Kamani Jefferson, president of the Massachusetts Recreational Consumer Council, a group that advocates for marijuana consumers. Kamani, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So voters approved recreational marijuana by more than 53% in 2016. What do you make of the fact that it is legal now, but not available?
It's a little frustrating, but I kind of suspected this was going to happen. That's why we formed MRCC. Governor Baker's was telling everyone to vote no against legalization. And a lot of politicians are still not for this. So I kind of suspected this was going to happen. And I'm hoping this will rile some people up.
Why do you think, though, that even though the voters approved it, that it hasn't happened yet? It's just from politicians dragging their feet?
It's more local level politicians who are dragging their feet. Some could just be dragging their feet because they don't like cannabis, but more so because they don't understand cannabis in terms of the product or understand cannabis in terms of the new regulations. I travel the state going to many different local level meetings, and 9 times out of 10, the politicians don't even know the law.
So what can you do about that? Because obviously the voters did approve this.
Absolutely. Call your local planning board, call your local alderman, call your local city councilor and say, I want my legal pot. Where is it? What can we do to speed this up? So hopefully the average Joe will start making phone calls.
So when you look at the map of the country and the states where it's legal now, you see all the states in the western part of the country,
right,
you can buy it now in a recreational pot shop, but not the states that are in New England and not Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., because Congress has made it impossible for them to do that. Mm-hmm. But what about these New England states?
I guess we're a little more conservative, right, than the West Coast, or fearful, at least at the political level. The people love it, but the people, the leaders, the political leaders, both at the state and local levels of New England states that have legalized recreational cannabis, really want to do their due diligence before they open up, because they're scared of what they've seen in Colorado and Oregon, even though we think it's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that they're scared about is they want to actually lab test some of the marijuana that's going to be sold.
Correct.
So where are we on that?
So there is 2 labs that do all the medical testing in the state, but they weren't aware that they had to reapply to get their recreational cannabis testing license. So now they're going through that process.
You also have, I've read towns that say, oh, yeah, I want recreational marijuana. Yeah. I just want it in the next town over.
Yeah,
but the problem is the next town over also wants it in the next town over.
It's just keep passing it along.
So what's going to happen? When will it? When will there be recreational pot shops?
So the Cannabis Control Commission licensed their first dispensary, recreational dispensary, yesterday. That's provisional licensing. So they still need to get final inspections, and they still might need to check up on some of their application. We're hoping will open by the fall, the latest.
And in the meantime, people who want to consume marijuana recreationally are just doing it through the black market, as they always have.
They're going to, unfortunately, keep using the illicit market. You can grow your own. 6 plants per person, 12 plants per household. You're allowed to gift up to an ounce. So I do know a lot of growers who have been helping me out. But I see people continuing to use the illicit market.
It's Kamani Jefferson, who is president of the Massachusetts Recreational Consumer Council, which is a group that advocates for marijuana consumers. Kamani, thank you.
Thank you for having me.